Health officials in Toronto are reporting a new outbreak of SARS. We'll have a report on that in the next half hour. But first, I want you to hear the economic news as it looks to Barbara Potter. She used to work for U.S. Airways. Now she's trying to find her place in a changing economy.
To have worked all your life and to suddenly have every door shut in front of you and to be standing there going, I'm not that old, you know, I have something to offer. That's a bad feeling. It's a bad place to be in.
I met Barbara Potter in Greensboro, North Carolina. I went there to talk to some of the 3 million Americans who've been laid off since the year 2000. Today and tomorrow, we'll hear how they're adapting, how they deal with economic dislocation. After Barbara Potter was fired, she turned up at Guilford Technical Community College, where she's trying to recover from the cutbacks.
All right. Let me make sure my knife is sharp. Always make sure your knives are sharp. That's a basic rule.
Chef L.J. Rush was sharpening his blades at the start of culinary class on Wednesday. His students are learning how to make salads and garnishes.
Here lately, there's been a lot of people coming back to get retrained because they've been misplaced out in the industry.
North Carolina's unemployment rate is 6%, about the same as the rest of the country. The cooking students are studying to become assistant restaurant chefs. If they make it, they can earn $25,000 or $30,000 a year, which is often less than they made before. Barbara Potter, the former airline employee, sits at the end of the row. She has short blonde hair. And like all the students, she's wrapped herself in a chef's jacket made of stiff white cloth. She used to work for U.S. Airways and then for Sabre, which runs the computers that process airline reservations.
I come from an airline family. At one point, my mother, my sister, my brother, and I all worked for U.S. Air. And in December of 2001, following 9/11, I was laid off. Our last day at work was December 3rd. I went into work that morning, and he said, you know, today's the day. So I went home. I cleared out my desk and took my things home, and I was on the payroll until January 1st, and then I got a six-month severance package. I sent out resumes for 18 months, and I did not even get an answer. Not one company responded to me. I have no background. I have no educational background in programming. My educational background is actually in architectural design. My work history is in customer service for an airline. I was a programmer for 4 years, but with the number of IT people out of work now, they're not interested in somebody like me. And anyway, by last fall was when I decided to come back here.
Barbara Potter is hoping to become a personal chef, working in the homes of families who were too busy to cook. A lot of people are starting over in the Greensboro area. I got a sense of that when I visited Charles Tuttle. He's director of the Piedmont Entrepreneurs Network, which invests in new businesses. Technology companies fired thousands of people around here. September 11 made things worse, and Greensboro's three biggest industries were already suffering: tobacco makers, furniture factories, and textile factories. Tuttle keeps an office inside a textile mill, or rather a former textile mill.
We are reaping the rewards of not paying attention to what was happening in those three industries. So we are losing a lot of higher-paying jobs as these textile companies go into Chapter 11, as these textile companies move more of their manufacturing offshore, as the furniture companies move more of their manufacturing to China, and the tobacco industry suffers what the tobacco industry has already suffered.
The North Carolina towns that counted on the old industries include Thomasville. That's just a little south of Greensboro. If you drive along Thomasville's main street, you will see a giant, hard-backed chair. That chair is 13 feet tall. It's a public monument to the furniture company that bears the town's name. This region calls itself the furniture capital of the nation, though many local companies now import their goods from Asia. Last year, Thomasville Furniture laid off 400 people, including Ramona Marshall. She sat down yesterday in her living room, which is full of Thomasville products.
Living room tables, a server, china cabinets, a dinette set.
Some of the material for that furniture may have passed through Ramona Marshall's rip saw. She pushed wood across that table saw and eventually earned $11.50 an hour.
It's hard work, especially when you had to, like, run the pecan and the red oak. That's about the heaviest wood, and the mahogany. That's the heaviest wood we have. They had.
Was this a dangerous job?
It was, because the wood can come back out. The wood can kick back, and it'll go into different parts of your body if you're not careful.
During 13 years of work, flying splinters cut through both of Ramona Marshall's arms. Thomasville Furniture fired Ramona Marshall last Thanksgiving. As a severance package, she got 2 months' worth of health care and $750. She was pregnant at the time. Now her daughter is a few weeks old, and Ramona Marshall is back in college. She resumed the classwork she started in the 1980s and then dropped to work in furniture. She's studying for an associate's degree in criminal justice.
I can work in a lawyer's office, or I can work in the federal prison units or juvenile center.
You've got a kid now.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a mortgage. How are you paying for all that, and how are you going to pay for all that as you get your degree?
Unemployment.
$160 a week.
It'll work out. It'll work out.
Is your family helping?
Sometimes. I mean, everybody got their own lifestyle. Everybody got their own bills. But I'm pretty sure it'll work out.
Did you have savings?
I did.
And you don't anymore?
Not anymore.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Like I said, it'll work out. It will work out for me. I know it will.
Ramona Marshall is hoping to get into a federal program that pays tuition for displaced workers. Barbara Potter, that former airline worker, is also supporting kids as she returns to school.
It's shocking to be 47 years old and to be going back to school and to be saying, I have no money. I don't know how I'm going to support myself for 2 years, but I'm going to really do this.
She's been living on unemployment checks, tuition credits, and child support from her ex-husband. This past week, she found a part-time job, making $7.50 an hour.
I'm just starting out as a kitchen helper. It's not a lot of money, but I like the executive chef. When I called him originally, he wasn't that thrilled with the idea of hiring somebody with no experience in a commercial kitchen. And he talked to me, we talked several different times, and I kept saying, I'll work hard, I'll learn. You know, all I need is a chance. So he finally had me come in Sunday and Monday of this past week. He said, well, try it. And at the end of that, he hired me. So tomorrow is my first real night as an employee.
She started her first restaurant job on Thursday night in an establishment called Noble's. Out in front, the customers were reading the wine list, and the waitresses walked around in tuxedos. In back, by the dishwashers, Barbara Potter was garnishing the dessert plates.
I'm not so great at this yet, I don't think.
She was singeing the tops of the creme brulee. She burned her thumb, but didn't complain.
Right now, I'm happy just to have a job in a kitchen. I feel good in the kitchen. I like being in the kitchen.
Barbara Potter is one of many people spending everything they have to find a better future. Tomorrow on All Things Considered, we'll hear more stories from North Carolina.